Lights on.
Oh, we are now.
We're back from recess, and just so the record can show, Mr. Houseman has stepped out. You're up. You want to...
This is Queen Anne Hospital and Kay Investments, is that correct?
Yes.
Which one are we going to talk about first, sir?
I guess the one on the strip, probably. It's
the Queen Anne?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a 40-unit property. And
okay, so we got two, so we're pulling paper. So it's the Queen Anne. It's a 40-unit property. There's two pages submitted. Is that right? Okay. I'm ready. Go ahead, Nate. Sorry.
You're doing a fine job.
No, I don't want to do anymore. I just want to make sure I knew where we're starting so I can pull the papers up.
We have most of the information here on the computer, so okay. If we look like we're ignoring you, we're really not. But you can go ahead and...
Okay. I did have a broker, one of the hotel brokers out of Springfield that's sold properties for 30, 40 years, and one of the biggest in the country, Southeast Investment, to look at both of the properties, and he put a value of $450 on the one on the strip and $500 on the one in the back because of the condition of the property.
I'd like to make an early recommendation to the Board of Equalization to set the value of the Queen Anne on the strip to $450,000 as recommended by the client.
I'll move that we set set value on BOE number, BOE appeal number 0888 to $450,000 as recommendation with the assessor.
Second.
You can figure out who said the second. And just make sure that's what you wanted, right, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
And I do have a copy of that. I had him to do it in form if you need it.
I would like to have a copy.
Okay.
Okay, we have a motion on the floor regarding BOE number 0888. Did I get enough eights?
Yeah.
Per James's recommendation, because of the appraisal, to set the appraised valuation at $450,000. Is there any discussion on that? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries. And the second one you had?
It's Queen Anne number 2. And this property is a larger property. However, it is back secluded. And the property, we had sold it all several years ago and had to take it back, and the guy completely trashed it. And it's been closed for 2 years. And until some point when it's fixed, why, you know, the value is just shattered on it. So.
How many rooms?
It's 86, but that's, you know.
So you've had it closed for 2 years?
Yes.
And you said it was,
the market has been terribly bad anyhow, so, you know.
You got a recommendation on it, James.
It's on the books for 1.539, it looks like.
And that's one that we're really hurting on.
K Investment?
Yes.
On the books for what, Jim?
1.539. There's no pictures that'll pop up, but that's what he's talking about. It's been closed for 2 years.
Yes.
Well, is it the one that lays between the other two?
Can you give us a map?
It's
back on
the back, one street back.
You see it right there? It's off of Schaefer.
And then it sets back off of Schaefer, you know, another 200 feet probably back. Yeah. We got a driveway that goes down.
He had an appraisal done on it.
You had an appraisal on this one too or not?
No. What? Yes, I give it to him. Yeah.
On this one?
It's not an appraisal. It's the opinion of value by right, by Frank Smith.
Frank Smith at Southeast.
And what did he say it's worth?
$500,000. Well, I'm going to make a motion that we set it at $10,000 per room like we did the other two motels that we looked at right in front of it.
What you get is what,
$800,000?
Eighty-six
units.
86. If you got an opinion of value at $500,000?
The guy at the spinning wheel, which is one of those properties, offered $500,000. We're considering that now.
Well, I think that we have to treat everybody the sure. same, fair, and we had two ladies come in, and they had motels that I think one was on each side of you there,
uh-huh.
and we did them $10,000 a room, and one of those had been closed. She hadn't even opened it this year.
But it's not. That's correct. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, Dan.
She hadn't even opened the back part of it this year. We actually took a per square foot value on that part, and it figured in. It actually figured out more than the amount per room. Per square foot, if it was dozed off, because she hadn't said yeah. she couldn't afford to open it. What was the name of that?
I don't remember.
Jake Properties or Wendy's?
Yes,
was
the Wendy's she used, one of them. She yeah. actually used the Queen Anne as a.
Like the guy that did the development next to us has been dealing on just the land part, but I haven't got
him. One of the things that's different is that she had the ability to open it because she just the business wasn't there. What I'm hearing this gentleman says it was trash when he did it. It's not even open. He couldn't open it if he wanted to. Yeah. That's the only difference I would say is what I'm hearing because.
I'm trying to be more fair with him on the per room than I am the square foot.
Right.
He cleared it all.
James, what are you thinking?
I'm looking at the $860,000, which would be almost cutting that right square in half. I mean, we're trying. I think we would be trying.
Right, I mean, and I agree. I mean, the other thing is
you I know that's it, a lot of help, but, you know.
You can still appeal it, though. This isn't yeah, the end all. The next appeal is here in town with the State Tax Commission.
Yeah,
okay. Did you make that a motion, Danny?
I did, yeah.
I'll second the motion.
All right, we have a motion on the floor, and it's been seconded on BOE number 0889 to lower the appraised valuation to $860,000. Any discussion?
I mean, I'm just making sure that is consistent with what we've done recently,
yeah,
isn't it?
The only reason I'm doing it that way is because I don't want to
right.
treat anybody out there any different than we did the other person.
I can't remember exactly what we. Was it 10,000 that we.
It was 10,000. The only difference is this is not on the strip, but it's close. It's just right behind it, so.
It's right by Days Inn and
yeah,
some of the others.
It's right there. Off Green Mountain or something like that.
That's figuring $850 a square foot just on your vacant land. We have sales in that area.
When did you sell it?
Golly, it was 07, I believe it was.
What did you get for it then, or sell it for?
We sold it for like $1.2 million, something like that.
And then got it back.
Yeah. And then it's going to cost more than we got out of it to fix it. So, you know, it's questionable whether it should just tear it down, you know, really.
That's what he said there is the assessor. It's per square foot. The ones that are bulldozed are, you're getting a better deal per room than you would if you just took the land. That's
really?
The reason we went with
what's the hotel next
what'd you say,
price?
Eight?
It's $850. We got sales right. there on the strip, you know, for there. $12 to $21 a square foot on the strip.
That's what it looks like.
So if you figured that vacant land on that first motel should have come in a little more than
just
that.
Just trying to be fair with you, sir. And that's the reason we cut her neck.
You know, to the right of that. Yeah.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Yeah, I think we're fair.
Any more discussion?
No.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries.
You're going to get something mailed to you, but I mean, you can still appeal this. It doesn't cost any more. Yeah. It does it right here. And it'll be included in the documents that the clerk's office will mail to you.
Okay. Well, they improved it a bunch, so that helps.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Our next one's scheduled for 4:30. Do we want to try to call him or just wait on him?
Let's try to call him. Is he coming in person? Do we know?
Well, you need to know what you... I would suggest you find out what you did on...
We already
looked.
You got that all figured out?
Yeah.
The total comes to?
34... We on a per acre price was $34.80. Is that right? $34.85. What'd you say?
I had got it on for $32, ain't it?
$3,480 per acre.
Oh.
Is what we did for Eddie Coxey.
$34.80 times seven something.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's almost 24.6. Didn't you say?
I think it was 24.6.
24.6. Right. That was the number.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
That's got some steps. It's still not worth it, but it's still, I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't own it for that, but.
Well, I don't know.
This is Don. Leave a message.
No cell or nothing, no cell phone. Maybe we're
going to
go on, you just tell him what we
do. All right. If you don't mind that, we'll go ahead and make a motion.
What are we going to do about some of those others?
Man, we got the Friday. What are you looking for?
I don't know.
No, we don't have any.
They're wanting another day so they can make it under $75. We ain't touching any of that.
Is that the one Kelly Trimble brought to us? We could tackle it, because I know what I want to do on
that. Yeah. I'm curious, what do you want to do with it?
Set it for what Kelly appraised it for.
640?
Yes, sir.
Oh, I like it. What's the BOE number?
Right.
Motion to set a BOE number 161 to appraisal value of
$640,000. Second.
We have a motion on the floor to lower... BOE number. Christy fills in.
10110601.
Thank you. To $640,000 per Kelly Trimble's appraisal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries 3-1.
Oh, I think it was Jeff.
Jeff did.
Are you ready for the next one? Wealth Resort.
Ooh. My recommendation is leave that value alone, let an appraisal come in. We're dealing with a motel, restaurant, and theater, and it appeared to me that during the information provided was just for a motel only.
Are you talking about wealth?
Yes.
Well, I think that needs to be sent to State Tax Commission because she didn't understand. I don't think, but from her conversation about, she thought the restaurant or that particular part of it was all right, but then she was questioning the land. And they had 24 acres or something like that.
Can we just talk about this for a second? I have my worksheet that I've been working on that. Just the Welk Theater. They had 20 acres. Okay, so what I did is took the theater sale of Grand Palace and 5 acres that came with that and divided it in half because it's half as many theater seats. And I came up with $3 million for that. It's a little more than half. So I came up with $3 million for the theater. They had 128 rooms at $20,000 a room, which got us a number, and then $313,000 for the restaurant and $600,000 for the land is what I came up with. And that total came up to $6.473 million.
From the, it wasn't at 9.2 or something?
9.2 right now. She asked for 2 something.
2.8 or something.
2.646.
Yeah.
The closest I could come up with was 6.473. That's taking the 20 acres of land, the hotel, the theater, the restaurant.
I'll go with 6.8 to 7 on it, but I'd have to go any less than that. She was,
She was off
she
base.
She was way off, but I mean.
So I just threw that out, that process, request out. So.
Do you have what the value is?
What did you have the land down for? Is six?
I had the land down by neighboring land. We had 20 acres, and land around it is assessed at $30,000 an acre. There's some land right across the street that's on the books for $30,000 an acre over there.
That's condominium land, though.
It's right in front of that strip center that's nearly vacant.
Oh, it is?
Uh-huh.
Would you go for 6-8?
Well, I sure would. Motion set. Welk Theater, BOE number.
I don't know if you have. I got a couple. Hold on. Just a
need six. More cake? Give me more.
Three, motion to set BOE appeals 353 to $6.8 million.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor pertaining to BOE number 0353 to lower it to $6.8 million. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Nathan, you sure do move it through the BOE cases better. We should have probably put you in chairman.
I have a question on Stonecastle Resort. We have it holding for an appraisal.
If it doesn't
have to happen,
if they don't come back with an appraisal after we request, this is what's happened in the past. We automatically deny, and then they take it on the state tax commission with their appraisal when it comes in.
Weren't
they
looking
for?
Will
you be making a motion for that? Because we have to have for every BOE number, we have to have a ruling.
If well, we have it by Friday, we'll make a ruling.
Okay,
if they don't have it by Friday, that's what we've done in the past. You gentlemen can change it if you want to.
Just clarification, though. Well, we'll have to deny because we have no evidence. But my question is, didn't they say they would provide it to us?
I believe they did.
Okay. So then, if you want to be nice, you could call and remind them that.
Okay. And then these are all of the 4555s that are still on hold?
On hold.
We haven't received anything from them. You guys said you wanted to.
Okay, now we've brought all the letters that we've had faxed over to you, right?
This is what's left.
Okay.
How many's there?
More than three.
Nine.
Well, that's kind of odd. All we've asked is to furnish us a letter.
Well, you heard that one guy say he's a senior citizen and doesn't have a fax machine.
I did hear that.
So they may be having to depend on Uncle Sam's postal service.
True.
You got to pay for some entitlement programs, Danny.
It's
federal government's got to pay for something.
Are there any more, Madam Clerk?
You want to try to call this person again?
Not particularly. We'll take another recess for 9 minutes.